of Chav Gimel, we're in the middle of Perek Chav Gimel over here in the Geres HaKodesh, and the Alter Rebbe is continuing to talk the power of a minion of 10 people and the power that the Shechina, divine, rests over there. And the Alter Rebbe is therefore going to say, he sees people sitting around, it looks like in the minion, they're waiting for the minion or between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So instead of somebody learning something, you know, publicly for all the people, people sit in the shmooze over there, or they waste the time, they're just talking. And the Alter Rebbe is telling them that they should sit and learn Torah in the meantime. But also specifically, he says they should learn Torah publicly, together, not each one doing their own thing. So that's why when the rabbi gives a shir, he says everybody should listen what the rabbi is teaching, not everybody is doing their own thing. Let's look over here. That's my addition. Balkain, he says like this, Rabbi Einai Hamaise Aser Nase Tachas HaShemesh B'chlal. It's bad in my eyes, the act that is done underneath the sun, quoting and paraphrasing the Pasuk in general, especially, he says, B'frat bin Achai V'reyai HaNegoshim El Hashem. Especially amongst my brothers, my friends, who come close to Hashem. What does it mean to come close? My brothers, they're davening. El Hashem, Hagosh Yezu Tfila. They're going to davening. And what happens? Ba'agar HaTfila Oylefaneho. And either after davening or before the davening, Nase Moshe of Leitzim becomes a settlement of scorners. People are just sitting and doing nothing. Rachmon El Islam, God forbid. That if you have two people not studying Torah, that becomes already a Moshe of Leitzim. So you don't have to actually make jokes or become scorners or do things. Just not learning Torah becomes a Moshe of Leitzim. Because not doing Torah. And if you're going to make a Moshe of Leitzim, if there is 10 people when they have the Shekhinah, and then you make a Meisiv Leitzim. Ein lecha el boino v'kalano d'shchinto godol mizeh. There is no embarrassment and shame for the divine greater than this. Rachmon el Islam, may Hashem protect us. Because here the Shechina is there, and you're sitting and maybe being a Meisiv Leitzim. V'imam razal aloivir v'seid v'aveiru v'seise. Shedog rach l'shchina. We find our sages of blessed memory tell us that even if one violates a sin quietly, so we say that he pushes away the feet of the Shekhinah, God forbid. So if even you do Avera hiding, but this is Avera publicly, the public you're doing that. Over there we say, you push away the Shekhinah. However, Avera Barabim, so if you do an Avera publicly, it's not just the feet, as the Chazal tell us, then you're pushing away the entire Shir Koyma, the entire height of the one who created the Kaviyach Sorisil. Kameshom Razal Eina Nivahu. As our sages tell us, that me and him cannot live in the, cannot be together. If you're sitting there in a Mesh of Leitzim, so you're pushing away the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is there, the highest level is there, and you're sitting over there and you're pushing away the whole Shekhinah, you're pushing away because you're publicly not sitting and learning. Avalvai. So the thing is like this. We just said that the Shekhinah is there because there's 10 people. Now we're saying you're pushing it away. So it's like a king who's tied in ropes. He can't get out. The Eibishter is here. The Eibishter wants to leave because you're pushing him away because the Meshuv leads him. But the Shekhinah has to be there because Abkol Be'asar Shekhinah Shartya. So you're holding the Eibishter with ropes, so to speak. Melech Hasu Berahotim. But it's a woe to those who push the Shekhinah when Hashem will raise it. And Hashem will say, "Isnari me'ofer kumi, v'goymer raise up from the dust." We're going about last milim is akvis ro begulusa. And there's for three things that while we're delayed in the Golus. Al dedachkin l'shchinta, because we push, we press, we cause, we oppress the Shekhinah, we don't allow for the Shekhinah to develop. Al da'avdin kolono b'shchinta, and because we cause a shame to the Shechina, b'chulu, k'ma shekos b'zeir HaKadosh, it says in the Holy Zohar. That's the reason why we are still in Golus. So basically, the Alter Rebbe is imploring the people not to just sit around because of all these terrible things that take place when you're not sitting and learning Torah. So this is the negative. Now we're going to continue learning the positive.